Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on my couch. Welcome, everyone, as you always are, on Fridays, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time out here on the West Coast. Yeah, this is the most listened to internet talk radio station, LA Talk Radio. And as always, at this time, I invite you to listen in to find out how to manage issues. Sometimes I and my guests give you suggestions on how to handle some of your problems, whether they be self-esteem or feeling a little down lately, or how to deal with relatives, or the biggie, of course, is relationships. That's one of my specialties. And, you know, I deal with a lot of individuals and couples, some families, who just can't get their relationships right. They just don't know how to communicate, or they just don't know how to understand each other. And that's one of the main themes we're going to be talking about today. Absolutely, relationships between men and women. Primarily, what's going on with women? And guys, you're going to love it. So don't you go anywhere, because you're going to learn a lot. You will really want to take notes on this one today. I invite you to call in as well if you have issues or you have questions for me and my guest, who I'll introduce in a little bit. You can email me if you're shy here right at the station, docmichelle at AOL. Docmichelle at AOL. Yeah, that's two L's, by the way, in my name. DocMichelle at AOL. If you're shy, don't want to get your voice on the air, or call me live, 323-203-0815, live, 323-203-0815. And, you know, as I was telling you about, as a relationship specialist, there's lots of guys and women and couples who do come into my office, and they frequently ask me about how to understand their partners better. One of the biggies is, how can I communicate better? And there are rules. Whether you choose to, you know, be nice or just blurt out how you feel about the other person, it's your choice. But I always try to give folks some ideas, some guidelines on how to communicate better. The old school stuff, too. Using the I statements. I feel sad because when you did this, it made me feel. I'm not blaming you. I'm just owning my feelings. That kind of thing, you know. And then reflecting back to that person. Oh, I see you're feeling sad because when I do this. And then, yada, yada. The other person has to answer saying, I didn't mean it. Or, yes, I meant it because I was angry. But it's called communicating. You know, so there won't be these weird assumptions about what the other person may be saying. What, you know, so much of the time, what was he really meaning when he said that? Did you ask him? Well, no, I didn't want to get into a fight. We're always, you know, misunderstanding each other or being misunderstood, right? And it, like I said, it seems like a lot of my clients are really afraid to ask the people they're dating or their longer time partners or wives, husbands, certain questions about why they say certain things or what they really mean when they don't understand them or their behaviors, you know? Yeah, they tell me they don't want to come off really needy or weird by asking these questions. But if we really don't know what someone means, what's wrong with just finding out what's going on? In a non-threatening, kind, as I say, more appropriate and honest way. You don't have to blast them, men and women. And one of the most common things I hear women talk about is their insecurities. You know, a lot of women, we are insecure in many ways. And it comes to how we feel about our attractiveness and our worth in the workplace, or, you know, our personalities. Are we fun enough? Are we funny enough? Are we boring? Are we whatever? And to top off the insecurity a lot of folks have about themselves and their relationships, there's so much computer and self-spying going on with women. I saw Dane Cook's special he did in Vegas last night, and he's talking about, gosh, he's so cool. He's so hilarious. He was talking about how men and women, you know, of course, more women, but guys do it too, spy on each other. Girlfriend goes into the bathroom, gets a hold of her cell phone, goes through the computer, looks at all the guys she's been checking out and communicating with. What did that mean? Women do the same thing, and we read more into things than guys do. We really do. What was that word? What did that mean? Miss you, love ya. Uh-oh, does he really love her? What did that mean? What? And then I don't want to question him because I'm spying, and then he'll know I'm spying. I had a client come in the other day, and she said, I saw five new women that my boyfriend was checking out on LinkedIn. They were hot. I spied. I found out the five new women he was befriending and checking out and connected with. Uh-oh. Red flag. Whoop, whoop. And, you know, this is what I hear all the time. It's just, that's the way it is, guys. But you have to navigate through it. And today we're going to be giving some relationship help, personal self-esteem guidance, general understanding to women about men and themselves. Now, you guys out there, like I said, you guys listening, you're going to love it. You're going to love this, so you can find out more about women and how we think. And it'll give you a chance to agree or disagree with what my guest and I are talking about. So, again, if you want to call in, guys, the number 323, and women, of course, 323-203-0815, or email me live here, and we'll answer questions if you're shy. Doc Michelle, D-O-C Michelle at AOL. And that's the way it is. So let's get with it. My special guest today is author, speaker, publisher, Fiona Fine. And she's growing a movement for women to live and love in their terms. And we're going to be talking about her new book entitled, love this book, really a good book. It's called Babe in Total Control of Herself, affectionately known as Bitch. B-I-T-C-H is the acronym. Stop chasing men and start choosing love. Hallelujah, girl. How are you doing out there? You're on the phone with us right now, Fiona. Can you hear me?
Hello. Yes, I'm here.
You're so funny. I love your book. Good stuff. Really good stuff in there.
Thank you. Thank you. It's gotten quite a lot of, you know, hey, I love the name. I hate the name. As you can imagine, even my sister in London, England says, how could you call it that? That's so derogatory.
Well, it's the acronym.
Okay. That's right. Here we go.
You're so cute. And I think it's kind of cool, actually. It's, you know, but it's
definitely it divides a room.
Yes, it does. And there you go. See, that's how to get it out there. You've got it. See, you know. By the way, I want to folks to know too that you're the founder of the company Goddess Connections, and you have the dating advice site How to Put the Fun Back into Dating.com, and the e-magazine Women Who Run It, Your Life, Your Love, Your Terms, Yahoo. So we're going to be talking about your latest book and some of the other stuff you do as well, Fiona. And like I said, I love the title. It was really cool. Why did you write this book?
You know, I have to take accountability for it because it's one of the things I advocate for. This is my mess, okay? This is my mess in print. And, you know, so I basically sort of realized the things that weren't working for me, the you know, sort of the mess I'd made of my relationships, the mess I'd made of my health and my vitality, and all because I was working in a man's world for, you know, 25 years, and I was playing by guys' rules. I find guys so simple now.
Yes.
Yet I was definitely getting in my own way. So this is my mess. And frankly, the name of the book came because I had been called a bitch, a little B-I-T-C-H, so often that
wonderful.
I thought, okay, you know, as I started to come through the process of like, okay, this is your life. When are you going to start to take some accountability and some, you know, make it fun? I thought, damn, I can reframe this. This, you know, when somebody calls me a bitch, I can now just look at them and laugh and go, yes, I am. And I get a giggle out of it. And it, you know, it diffuses tension and things like that.
It does, you know, and rightly so. And I love the way you called it. You turned your mess into a message.
And, I did.
After
30- I'm looking for a whole bunch of men and women,
yes,
but, you know, a whole bunch of women who are playing at a top-notch level.
Yeah,
and that's why I thought, okay, I have to actually write a book.
Yes.
I have to get a different perspective out there.
No, exactly. It is a good perspective, too. And you were 30 years in a man's world. It's a man's world, in the words of James Brown.
I followed in my father's footsteps.
Did you?
You know, I laugh. I had a charmed childhood until 17, you know, very well-educated parents. Mm-hmm. And I thought, okay, I like daddy's life. You know,
yeah,
he was giving it to us. And so I had the marks, so I could go into engineering. I did. And that was sort of what I call the beginning of the mess. That is where everything just started to, you know, I made interesting choices. I had 3 car accidents over, you know, 30 years, 2 concussions.
Mm.
I just let life take more control than I did.
Ah.
And it created a big bloody mess.
Oh, wow.
So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And, of course, growing up in the corporate world, and, you know, it is kind of a man's world in the engineering, you know, side. And so that really changed you, and you become educated a lot about kind of dealing with that. And
I find guys really simple, you know, and they really are. And, and that's why I'm happy to talk with you and to, you know, the men and the women on the show, because it's simple. It's not complicated if we play, you know, nicely together.
Exactly. And it's not simpleton. It's just simple, refreshingly simple.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what?
I love your show. It's a hoot.
Thank you. I love your show. I love your stuff you put on the internet, too. I love all of your dating help and advice that you give to folks. It's great, Fiona. In case you just tuned in here, guys, you're on the couch, Dr. Michelle, and my special guest today is Fiona Fine. She's written a book, Babe in Total Control of Herself, and that's what she's teaching us. She's schooling us today on how to be that and understand men better and just make wiser choices in our lives. Stop chasing men and start choosing love. So we talk kind of about the babe in control of herself. Well, what sort of is that? How some of the ideas are behind that? What do you suggest a babe in control of herself is?
You know, it I won't say it's a mantra, but it's something that it definitely is something that we can, if we've got the right mindset, life just becomes so much simpler. So over the course of time, we've sort of pieced together, you know, what is the making of a babe in total control of herself, a.k.a. a capital B-I-T-C-H. And we've come up with things like, you know, she flirts just for the joy and pleasure of life. She takes 100% accountability for her own life and love. She knows she is not perfect, yet she is always authentic. She chooses selectively who and what she associates with. So there's just, you know, we actually came up with an infographic finally as to what is the definition of a babe in total control of herself. But it's along those lines. You know, we know that the easy way is hard enough.
Yeah.
Don't go looking for, you know, complicated and difficult type of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's exactly right. Well said. I like that. So let's get down and dirty here. Let's do it, Fiona. You talk about the truth behind what women really want. I know what we want. I know. I do. But what, in your opinion, do we really want as women?
You know, I wanted it myself, really. At 17, I'd mapped out my own life, and it was according to society's rules. You know, I am an engineer, you know, so I think so logically, and it got me in trouble in many ways. Yet when I'm this life of mine out, and as so many women do, there's an expectation from society that it's got to look a certain way as opposed to whether it really fits for us or not. And my map included, you know, the engineering degree, the degree, the man, the 2 children, the career, and it stopped at age 34.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're 17, 18, that's as far as you can really imagine. There was no understanding, but I was goal-oriented. And when people say that women aren't goal-oriented, it's just our goals are usually so different. We are driven towards what we think is that fairy tale of, you know, he is going to be the one, my best friend, he's going to, you know, be my lover, my confidant, he's, you know, all of the pieces that we have been still brought up to think is the fairy tale.
Yeah.
And so really how that comes across is that we think we want that, yet we unfortunately often default, especially when, you know, our biological clocks start ticking at us.
Sure.
And we've only got, you know, so much time.
Mm-hmm.
We default to, oh, he's good enough, and I'll change him.
Oops.
And I don't mean to point fingers at you know, any one sex or anything like that. Yet, if we are aware of what we're doing, as you know, and if we can have that understanding of like, oh, that's going to be a minefield if I keep walking in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it gets an awful lot easier. But
yeah,
we want that supportive, romantic guy. Yet we go for the strong, silent type that has no, you know, has no ability to communicate with us, and
right,
or we go for the bad boy who's just not going to treat us well.
Yeah, that's right. Way too charming and the ability to communicate.
Yeah, I mean, he just, everything goes wrong. And,
yes,
and
yes.
So, in the book, I went into the whole, you know, men chase, women choose.
Yeah.
And that is a key fundamental to how women have great, spectacular lives, to understand
yes.
that. And I know we're going to talk about it.
Yeah, we are.
Men are just like women. They are already pre-programmed.
Yep.
And so when we want to come at them and sort of, you know, fold them into our fairy tale, it's going to be the hard way.
Yeah, not going to work. Yeah, we are quite
not
quite
easily,
different.
Or not for all of us. You know, the odds are against us type
sure.
of thing.
Sure, sure. So, you know, in terms of understanding how to work with men as opposed to against them, what are some of the suggestions that you give to help women?
I love this question. If I thought about really what, you know, why did my mess become a message? It's because having lived in their world, having seen how they communicate, wanting to play with them, make the big bucks, and sort of, I had to learn their quote rules.
Yes.
I had to figure out how they operate. Otherwise, I was not going to get ahead. I was going to make myself even more miserable. So the one thing in my life that I think I did well, of a three-legged stool, you know, if you look at, especially in this case, women, you know, the three legs being one is usually often about our work, okay, and what we do, and our health and fitness, and then the third is our personal relationships. And ideally, those should be somewhat harmonized or balanced.
Right.
Oh, no, I was not even close. You know, the only thing I was doing was pretty much my work. Everything else, it was kind of screwing up type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, men taught me that they are single processors. They are simple. They follow one path more than women do. We are what, and I'm going to use a whole bunch of engineering and computer language because that's, you know, my background. Men are single serial processors. You give them one task and they will go do it. Okay?
Yes.
And they're driven to do it.
Yeah.
And you give women one task and we're kind of bored and we're going to start to put in, you know, so we are multi-processors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I mean, the programmers of the world know exactly what I'm... A train system is an example, you know, to get our trains where they have to be, or our planes has to be multi-processing. There's so many things coming.
Yes.
Okay.
That's right.
So that's women.
Yes.
And yet, if you know that, it's simple.
Yeah.
You give a guy one thing to do, and guys are very happy at this. They know they're trainable.
Yes.
They're like, give me one thing to do. Let me go do it. Let me be the man. Let me be, you know, let me rock that. And in sports, they do the same thing.
That's right.
If they know they are the center forward, they are going to rock that position.
Yes.
And they are not going to try and take the ball unless it is their position. And they want to do really well at their position and ideally get ahead.
That's right.
And with women, we don't necessarily do that. And I know I feel like I'm blaming women, and women say you're making it so much harder. I'm like, no, if you just get it, you know, get this in your head, it all gets a lot simpler.
No, that's exactly right. And if you look at tomography, you know, they have the women's you know, contrasts in their brains, you know, we're lighting up on both sides. We're processing on the left and right, right?
Yep.
And so we are multitasking. Yeah.
Well, I think you're probably processing a little bit more on the woman's side than I am someday. I think the synapses kind of start to fail after a while if you don't use them.
You're so funny. You're funny, but and the men in the tomography is, you know, they're pretty left brain. I mean, there's a lot of that firing up to do the task, to focus more spatial analytic, and good for that. And yeah, them, I'm saying, it's wonderful. We need that sometimes because
we need both.
We're so emotional.
We need both, and yet the disconnect is when we try and believe the other person's going to be like us.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
think like us and expect and things like that.
Yep. The most common thing I hear, you know, I know you can identify this, and you do too, with the people you help, is guys saying, I don't know how to fix her. I don't know how to take care of it and fix it. And she's going, well, I don't feel well, and this person that works, and my friend, and this asshole. You know, we're going on and on, and there's nothing wrong with that because we need to download. We need to talk. We need to verbalize. And he's going, how can I fix you? It's like, no, don't fix her. She doesn't need it.
And that's kind of coming back to the fairy tale from both sides.
Yeah.
You know, he wants her to be sexy and all sassy and everything and not have to have all this emotive, you know, downloading. And she wants him to be her best friend in many ways. And that's when things really start to screw up in the communication.
Mm, is that right? Yeah, that's right. By the way, in case you just tuned in here to LA Talk Radio, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle and my special guest today, author, speaker, publisher Fiona Fine. And we're talking about her latest book. It's called Babe in Total Control of Herself, affectionately known as Bitch, or B-I-T-C-H. Stop Chasing Men and Start Choosing Love, guys. You know, I mean, girls. And you guys, too. And you guys, exactly. Exactly. I loved the way you just sort of let the book flow into the topics that really, you know, I told you that story to tell you this one. You know, it's very orderly. And you talked about sex and things that, you know, we're talking about the basic operating system of men. And then you go into, you know, sexy things about women that men enjoy. And you really point out the two sexiest things about women in a man's eyes. And can you share with the audience what that is?
I'd really have to say that confidence. I mean, in fact, when a good friend of mine is Larry Wingett, and when he read the book, and I mean, Larry's pretty brutal, but when he read the book, he circled a piece of it. He says, you know, sexy and confidence are the biggest things that women bring into the bedroom. And he said, you have that in spades. And yet confidence is the biggest thing that men are attracted to. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be weird, and I'm going to say that, you know, everybody says, well, that's too simple. But confidence breaks down when I'm talking to my coaching clients to courage and permission and self-discipline. So it can be learned.
Yes.
But that confidence piece is huge for men. They are just cannot help but be gravitated to it. Now, I'm talking about a man who is you know, pretty well balanced. I'm not talking again for the bad boy who's out to screw you around.
That's right. No.
So,
yeah,
you know,
no,
in that respect, it's the biggest thing that we as women can step into. And a permission piece is huge. And then the other thing, of course, is communication. Mm. Open, honest communication. Mm-hmm. Our guys truly do want to satisfy us. They want to cherish us. Mm-hmm. And yet often I say they just don't know how, because we have not gently and explicitly told them how. And they do admit many times they're trainable. They're like dogs.
Oh, you know, my God. You're
just
so
you're going to have
funny.
To repeat it and repeat it and repeat it. And I just laugh when I think about how I've tried to educate my guy on what are my favorite flowers. You know, and I had to make it a joke. I literally had to say peonies, penis.
Aren't those?
You got it? We close? Have I got it in your brain yet?
Freezes.
I won't say it out loud over the radio show.
No, that's okay.
He had to find two words that he could remember.
Yes. No, that's right. It's kind of like doing an ad campaign. You have to make it catchy and, you know, something that they'll remember and attach to emotion and feeling or sex, actually. So it worked. Did it work? Didn't work.
And you know, that is why. Because, yeah. you know, at some point we can have the whole conversation as to what is it that yeah. men wake up with on their brain.
Yeah.
You know, what's in their brain in the first
yeah.
place.
Yeah, exactly. And guys, mm-hmm. you know, don't write me. And don't be hating. And women, don't do this. We're not, you know, we just are who we are through survival mechanisms. And that's how we procreate the species. Our brains are, you know, functioning in a certain way so we can have these differences. And learn to balance. So I don't want to hear things about, I'm not a dog, I don't have to be trained. Don't be writing me these things. Or do. That's okay. But that's not what Fiona's saying. You're not saying
no.
that. No.
No. I mean, they say it. My guys say it with affection. They
yeah.
go, you know, I need to hear it a couple of times.
Yes.
And I mean, again, this is where the open, honest, mm-hmm. non-pointing fingers mm-hmm. at each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say, if I'm wagging my finger out there at him, there's three fingers pointing back at me that
yep.
are saying, what is it about this behavior? What am I not getting
yes.
so that it works?
Right.
So.
And, you know, when you talk about the sexiest things about women in a man's eyes, you know, confidence, gosh, it, you know, when, so much of the time when, I'm sure you do too, when we see women clients who are like, ooh, I wanted to find out why he didn't text me back and I haven't heard from him and, ooh, you know, and I this whole kind of energy of I have no
mm-hmm.
confidence in myself, they get it and they feel it and they're like, whoa,
oh, they know it.
Neediness,
yep.
help me.
Yep.
So they pull away.
No, they
more.
Think of them like the lion on the Serengeti. They know
yeah.
who has to be their lioness, their queen.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely can feel it. And yet, funnily enough, when I talk about this piece as, you know, our secret power as women is mm-hmm. men chase, women choose. We choose.
Mm-hmm.
We send out the, oh, you look good.
Mm-hmm.
They can't get near us if we haven't turned that piece on.
Mm-hmm.
And every guy that I've, you know, said this to says, yes. I mean, they don't get to first base unless we let them.
Yes, exactly.
They know
so
it.
So true.
It does amaze me how many of us as women, and myself even, you know, in my early days, how did I think that they hold the power, quote unquote? And I know everybody hates that word, and
yeah.
I don't mean power in a negative side of things.
No,
yet
I know.
We, you know, especially the fact that we can multitask.
Yeah.
We are often the mm-hmm. keepers of the, quote, relationship.
Yeah.
We have, you know, if there's four things on a man's mind, there's hundreds on ours, but we have that really, really flexible, what I will call, you know, in the image of four things on a man's mind. If
mm-hmm.
you stick out your thumb, think of what that thumb can do that the fingers can't even try to.
Yes.
That's what women bring to the equation.
Well said. In case you just tuned in here on the couch with Dr. Michelle, my special guest today is author, speaker, publisher Fiona Fine. We're talking about her latest book. It's entitled Babe in Total Control of Herself, Stop Chasing Men and Start Choosing Love. It's well written and very, very intelligent and comfortable to read, though, and it'll help you about ladies and men to understand women a little
mm-hmm.
better. But
mm-hmm.
you know what? Just
stop. It's a lot. Yeah,
exactly.
A lot of guys thank me saying thank you. I don't
it.
Feel like everybody's blaming me.
No.
And I also see where I could step up.
Yeah, well said. Exactly. You talk about three tips to help women fight insecurities and help improve their relationship. Can you talk about those a little bit?
Really, it sounds so simple. But the first thing is, you know, if something's going wrong or if, you know, we are starting to get that back talk in our minds or something, you know, like, oh my gosh, does he like me or something? The first thing is to just stop and breathe.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds so simple, and I come honestly, this is my mess, okay? So after one of my car accidents, I paid at least a couple of $1,000 to learn how to breathe again. I couldn't find, you know, I couldn't get my lungs to work properly because of
sure.
my spine and things like that. So
yeah.
I say this with real sincerity. We need, when something comes up, we need to stop completely. No multitasking. We need
right.
to take that deep breath, let it out. Stop reacting to something so
yes.
that we can choose how we're going to respond.
Yes.
So that's the next thing. You know, we need to reflect on, okay, am I, you know, is because I've been multitasking, have I reacted, you know, have I overreacted? Or in the reflection part of it, is this really something I now have to deal with?
Yeah.
And then if it's not, here's where women really can give themselves a huge boost in happiness and pleasure and joy and everything. We need to let it go.
Yeah.
If it is little stuff, we need to, quote, get over it.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
We need to invoke what, in I will say in computer terms, short-term memory. It's called RAM memory.
Yep.
And my guy will say something. He says, "Ooh, you're invoking your RAM memory." And I'm like, "Yeah, because if I keep at this, if I keep thinking about this,
exactly,
it's not going to go well for us."
Right. It's reinforcing.
So I just have to,
Yeah.
It gets embedded, and all of a sudden, you know, a year later, we're bringing it up.
That's right.
And so, if we can just get over it, and honestly. Again, men are, it's the number one thing I think I hear as to, you know, how can women have more, you know, have a better love life with their guy? Could we just get over it?
Yes.
Could we let it go? Can we forgive and forget? I mean, and just move on.
Yes, exactly. Get over it. Try to get, but you know, that's the thing is how do we get over it? Well, we just try to defocus those thoughts and try to think more of the positive edge rather than the fearful edge. Why is he doing this?
Yep.
What's his motivation? What's he done? Who is he contacting other women? It's like, be who you are. If he's there and he's being loving and kind, there you go. It is.
Because otherwise, we will spiral it down. And that's why I say the breathing is the first thing. We really have to stop completely. Take those breaths. Stop the spiraling down into the tornado.
Yeah.
And then we can stay and reflect on it, and then we make a choice.
Yes. So it's stop and breathe. Just try to let it go.
Yep.
Yeah. And anything else?
Reflect. Think about it. You know, is the emotion that I'm feeling justified?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm calm by this time and everything. You know, did he really cheat on me or am I imagining something?
Yeah.
You know, type of thing. And then if it's not something big like, okay, you know, I've got proof he's cheating on me or something, if my emotion is starting to go into, oh my God, here we go again, then that's when I need to learn to let it go.
Yes.
Get over it. Move on. A lot of what we get upset about, both sexes, but a lot of what we as women get upset about, often they haven't meant to. They don't. They're just being guys. And if we can get over it, we are way happier. And when we're happy, oh my God, they're happier and they step up more.
Yeah, exactly. That's so true. That's really true. I have an email that came in here. It's a question, and I've been encouraging listeners to call at the 323-203-0815 or to email me if they have any questions for you. Put you on the spot here, Fiona.
Yay.
at Doc Michelle, DOC Michelle at AOL. One came up I thought I'd throw in here because I think it's perfect for what we're talking about right now. And this is from Dave. And he said, I am 26 years old. My girlfriend seems so needy and fearful that I'm going to leave her. I've been faithful to her for 3 years. I think I communicate well, and I allow her to spy, he says in parentheses, on me, on my cell phone.
He's very giving then.
Yes, he is. On my cell phone and my, because I mentioned Dane Cook's bit about guys who spy on their women. But he said, let's see, I allow her to spy on me on my cell phone and computer. What can I do to help her get over worrying that I'm going to leave or cheat on her? Good question. Thank you.
Very good question.
Yeah.
Very good. And he really is, Dave, you're doing all of the right things according to what you've told us. And I'm going to take everything with a grain of salt because there's, you know, three sides to a story, his, hers, and the truth.
That's
and we'll
right.
never know, you know, all three sides ever.
Mm-hmm.
If you're giving her, you know, the understanding, at some point, the bad news is you cannot change her, just like she can't change you.
Mm-mm.
If she truly wants to live in fear and doubt and uncertainty, and I call it FUD, fear, uncertainty, and doubt, then you really, you're not going to be able to make inroads.
Mm-hmm.
However, if she, if all the other pieces of, I mean, women hate to be poor and alone. That is a basic, you know, we just hate it.
Yeah.
Men hate to, they have the shame of not being able to provide for their family or the woman. But women are born alone.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things that if you haven't realized that's what she's facing, that's a big thing.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So how, I mean, if I think back, you know, I came from a great father and a great mother, and they gave me my own tools so I could build my own life.
Yes.
So that in theory, even Dave, if you do leave her, she already knows she's become a babe in total control of herself. Mm-hmm. If you can, build that piece of it. I don't think you can do much more, you know, of the nitty-gritty of when it comes to the relationship. Yet, if she's got some of her own money, if she's got her own friends, if she's got her own life, then she will come to you, and this is what I entreat my, you know, my coaching clients. We're looking to build up the self-esteem, the confidence. So those are the pieces that I would, you know, send her out to do the things that she likes to do and get her out in her own world so she's not relying on your world as much.
Yes, that's exactly right. Well said. And hopefully, Dave, that helped.
And I know it sounds really, it sounds like she might be young. But the other thing that is women, really, if we want to have loving relationships with our guys, to a certain degree, it's great to have, and we should never make our guys our best girlfriends. Ever, ever, ever. In fact, I think that every woman should have a guy friend.
Yes.
Who's obviously stable.
No, it's true.
Okay, that she can go, okay, instead of me like going to Dave and point and, you know, going, I'm going to go to this guy friend. And, you know, he has no vested interest.
Right.
He can help her also.
Yes.
So, you know, to encourage her to have well-balanced, harmonized relationships in her own life so that all the onus isn't on you, Dave.
That's great. And, Dave, thank you so much for emailing us. Great, great question.
Yes.
And that was a great answer, too, to help him feel.
Thank you.
and, you know, what I think with a lot of younger people, too, no offense given here, that there is a lot of fear if a woman has a guy friend who's straight, that she talks to a lot, there may be a little fear from the man. What's she talking to him about? But we have to, you know, really say, look, I've got friends of all sexes, and they're good friends, and I'm true to you, and that's the way it is. And vice versa. If guy has a lot of women friends who they chat with, you know, a lot of women become insecure as well. So they have to get over it.
And that's what that's what the open communication. Yeah. I mean, when she, you know, this younger woman, if she does have a man friend, she has to be very clear and look at him dead in the eyes and go, you're my buddy.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to happen. I'm in love with Dave. You're my buddy.
Yep.
And be very clear, because we're not clear, that's when things could get messy.
No, it really can. It's harder for men, maybe, to be friends with women who they're attracted to.
Yeah, men are always, there's always that underlying attraction thing.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so true.
It's always there, but they don't have to do anything about it.
Yeah. In your book, Babe in Total Control of Herself, Fiona, you talk about the five things that men look for in the one. So I'm ready to write.
You're ready to write. It's the same thing. The first one is the same thing as what women are looking for, that chemistry, that it factor, you know, that zing, that things like that. This is the one thing you can't control.
Right.
I mean, and this is why if a woman says to me, how do I make him love me? Mm. You can't, and it's the wrong question.
Right.
So chemistry is he's either attracted to us as women or they're not. Okay, and again, it's not just about, you know, how we look or anything. It's that weird kind of, you know, chemical reaction. And again, I'm speaking from, you know, engineering terms. The second thing really is the playfulness, the lightness, the, you know, that, you know, do we know how to have fun in the dating game? Do we have our own lives? Do we play? Do we know how to play? Three is a big one, very big. Emotional stability. Okay, and you know, we talked about that just a couple of minutes ago.
Yeah, sure.
Nobody wants to get involved with somebody who's, you know, crazy controlling or hyper or jealous or anything like that. So that is emotional stability. That's where any of us as humans have to work on ourselves to say, how do I become more low drama?
Yes.
I hate drama. And it's because over the course of the years, I've had so much and I've fallen for guys that have had drama and everything like that. It doesn't make for good relationships.
Yeah, exactly.
And guys really hate drama.
Oh, I mean, they do.
And women, I'm sorry, I know it sounds like I'm blaming us, but we love shades of gray. We are not black and white. We love that shades of gray.
Yeah,
we like to wallow around in it. Obviously, you know, the next one sort of goes hand in hand with all of this is the positive attitude, not only at the world, but that your attitude about him. Are you believing that he is on your side?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, he needs to know that. He's looking for loyal. Love is different for men than it is for women. For women, it's romantic love. For men, it's more of the loyalty. So are you on his side?
Right.
You know, type of thing.
Exactly.
And last but not least, we've spoken about it, you know, before, is the explicit communication.
Yes.
Can we articulate and be clear with what we need, what we desire, not just have unwritten expectations that there's no way he can fulfill?
Right.
I mean, I've seen so many relationships blow up because a guy will say, she had so many expectations, and I didn't know what any of them were. So I couldn't make her happy.
Yes, exactly. It's so true. No, those are really great ones, and it's in your book as well. They're really laid out well, and a lot of information, a lot of suggestions to help people. You've been doing this a while, and you know,
somebody says
awesome.
What gave other than the normal. I said, well, what's mastery? 10,000 hours? I think I've got it.
Yeah, I think you've got it. That's right, the 10,000-hour rule. Exactly. If you'd like to call in and ask Fiona Fine a question, or myself, we're here for you, 323-203-0815, or DocMichelle@AOL. That's two L's in the name. We'd love to hear from you if you have any questions. You know, we're talking about Fiona Fine's latest book. It's called Babe in Total Control of Herself, Stop Chasing Men and Start Choosing Love, also affectionately known as Bitch, B-I-T-C-H. That's the acronym here for the book. And it's kind of funny and cool and all that. Doesn't mean what everybody thinks it means. It's just there. It's just kind of fell into place, which is really cool. I love it. And that is really total control. Doesn't mean you're uptight and nasty and mean. It just means you have self-confidence and you're really working on yourself. Let me just pose you this question. What are some of the suggestions you give to help women find better guys for them? Don't you hear so much about, I go to the clubs and I'm online and these guys are creepy and they start asking me about sex and on the first, second date and, you know, some of their online stuff is creeping me out. So how can we find great guys? I mean, what's the best way to really scrutinize and get out there and find them?
Well, I mean, great guys really are everywhere. I mean, this is one of the things that I have a tendency to slap, you know, my girlfriends around a bit with. Us. There's no great guys. And I go, come on, I can date, you know, four or five of them at any one time.
They
are great guys. I also think, though, that our expectations come into play with it. And there's a lot of things that guys could do better. So that's one of the reasons that I do coach both men and women. As I said to one of my own personal beaus when we started dating, I finally got to the giving him some feedback 6 months into it. I said, you didn't do anything right, but you didn't do anything wrong.
Yes.
And funnily enough, honestly, Michelle, I think that is one of the things that as women, we expect them to bat it out of the park all the time.
Yeah.
And so our expectations and the ability to take accountability to say, how am I approaching the man? You know, am I coming with those five things that men look for in the one? Am I actually going out to the market with those pieces? The chemistry thing, they can't necessarily guarantee, but the other four, Am I sending out those vibes, or am I literally going out looking for trouble? And my God, they're finding me.
Yes,
you know, the duds are, as I call them, the duds, the definitely undesirable dudes versus what you know we nickname the studs, the seriously, totally, utterly desirable dudes. You know, so duds versus studs.
Yeah,
you know. Who are we attracting? But they're there. I mean, I can go to the bar, and I actually, I don't know why, but somebody said, hey, go to Dirty Martini and check it out and see what was going on, and this was several years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And the one person I ended up sitting next to, mm-hmm. totally unbeknownst to me, the owner of the club.
Wow. Interesting.
Okay.
Very interesting.
Obviously,
yes.
he has some of his act together at some
right.
level.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
And it's just, it was, you know, sometimes like attracts like.
Yes,
and
I
so we
that.
Have to up our game.
Yes.
You know, we're, if a 10 attracts a 10.
You're
so
right.
if you're meeting the real duds, then what is it to a certain degree that you as a woman can do to up your game?
Right.
And I don't mean, you know, it has to be, you have to look, you know, like a bombshell or anything like
yeah,
that. But
yeah.
what energy are we taking out there?
Yeah.
Because great guys are everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, my biggest piece, some of them actually are still, quote, just separated, not yet
yes.
forced.
Yes.
And that does not mean they're out of the game.
No.
They're in the process of getting their lives back on track.
Right. Right. Exactly. You know, maybe some of them are rebounding or whatever, but, you know, be aware of that,
and that's
too.
Sometimes that's
yeah.
rebounding
yeah.
is one thing, but most guys know that they're very much better off in a loving,
yes.
Good relationship.
I think so.
You know, guys, maybe not at the younger ages, but as they get older, if they've had one relationship, they
yeah.
know that if it when it was going well, their lives were way more awesome with us in their life than when it, you know, when we're out of them.
No, I agree. I think so. I think you're right, and I've heard that from so many men as well. I mean, you know, they just, like you said, they're pretty simple per se, most normal guys, and not simpletons, just simple and easier to understand. We're very complex. We women.
We are.
Analyze
we definitely
everything.
Have a lot more browsers and tabs open.
Yeah, we. Well said. You know, just stop. You know, I always say overanalysis causes paralysis sometimes. You know, you mm-hmm. can get sick, you know, by trying to think through
why. And
it's
why. Not fun.
No.
And that's really what dating should be. Dating should be fun.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a numbers game. I mean, as I said to one woman, and then I reset it to my sister.
Yeah.
I said, if I just told you you're going to have to quote, kiss 100 frogs, could you just go next, and figure out how to make it fun? And that's what I do with my coaching clients. How we have fun during the process of
yes.
finding somebody that's great.
Yes, exactly. It is fun. It's a journey. It's like an adventure.
And, mm-hmm.
and you know, the other thing is what they always say in the law of attraction, which I think is kind of cool sometimes, is,
mm-hmm.
you know, the contrast of what we don't want helps us find what we do want.
Yes. Yes. I love the law of attraction, and because
right.
it was the one thing I couldn't control as an engineer, and
right.
I realized, wow, it really does have such a huge effect, and I don't necessarily mean it as a secret, but,
no,
you know,
no,
that
no, no,
energy
no.
that I put out, can I tune into the right dial? Could, mm-hmm. in other words, could I... Can I tune into the wavelength
right.
that is your radio show?
That's right. That's exactly right. And if you're on that same wavelength with someone or some things out there, you're going to attract them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So try to get your wavelength real clear and on a higher vibration, folks. How's that?
Mm-hmm.
So the book here we're talking about, Fiona Fine's latest, is excellent. It's called Babe in Total Control of Herself, affectionately known as Bitch. Stop Chasing Men and Start Choosing Love. And it's a great book. We were actually, you know, going to talk about so many other things, but as usual, mm-hmm. I always write more questions that I can handle because I want to cram in every bit of information so listeners can learn. But that's the way, that's my issue. You know, we've talked so much about what men want, what women want, and you can learn from her book about the rules of dating, how to find great guys. She just talked about the being picky versus being more discriminating, why relationships need some mystery, why guys cheat on their wives, how to learn to forgive men, and many, many, many more topics that we all can learn from, which are most helpful and intelligently written as well. Mm-hmm. Fiona, how can folks find out more about you and your services that you provide on your online and dating and coaching work, and also get your book?
Mm-hmm. FionaFine.com will get them to me, the book, and everything.
Mm.
If they're looking for like that instant gratification and they want to, you know, get the book sort of in their hands, downloadable right now, if they went to FionaFine.com/ebook,
mm.
that would get them to it as well.
Great.
So, but FionaFine.com will get them to everything. And we also have the babeintotalcontrolofherself.com, which will give them a bit more information about the actual book and the programs and things like that as well.
Cool.
But those are the two.
Great. Great. Time's gone too fast, as usual. So yeah, you're awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show.
It's such a pleasure. Thank you. I'm gonna catch up with you when I'm in LA next time.
Oh, please give me a shout, and we'll get together and you know, have you on the show again. All right.
Perfect.
Thanks, Fiona. You're
thank
great.
You.
And thanks for all your great advice. I know you helped a lot of listeners today. Take
pleasure.
Care. All right. All right. Once again, we're going to have the show up into the archives probably in about a day with all the informations on how to find out more about Fiona. Get a hold of her book, Babe in Total Control of Herself. It's really helpful. Comfortable read, but straightforward, will help you women and guys understand us women a little bit more. Good stuff. All right, this is Dr. Michelle, and you can stay on the couch if you like. More great shows coming up here on LA Talk Radio. As I always say, do take care of yourselves first, and then you'll be great for other people, and that's the way it works, don't you know? Back next week, oh boy, we got a lot of introspection coming up with a guest I've had on before. He's going to help you look into yourself and get a little good therapy on some of your issues. Thanks for listening. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Got you on my mind again tonight. Seeing the flashing rays of coming light. Come back here.